The Up North Podcast is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Kristen Bry of Asgos, Wisconsin is along Lake Michigan. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bankstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome, because you're up north.
Well, hey, welcome to the cabin. You've made it up north. Nice to have you here. I'm Pat Kreitlow, managing editor of Up North News, WI.com.
I'm Kristen Bry, creator of Asgos, Wisconsin.
And I'm Kirk Bankstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company.
And we are joining you one final time before taking some time off for the summer, but we want to again thank our radio partner, News Talk 92.7, for giving us a live broadcast home. And if you missed any of our 15 shows this season, head over to upnorthpodcast.com to catch up. Everything from Pat's battle with the buckthorn to Kristen's informative reports to Kirk taking down an entire radio station with just one swift kick.
Why do you always got to remind us of that one? I think I had a few other moments season, Pat.
No, how are you going to top that? The closest thing would be when Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg happened to mention the goats were going to eat buckthorn on that same show, and I just about fell off my chair here. Our final guest of the season will be the person who was the first guest of our season, the State Assembly Rep from Eau Claire, Representative Jody Emerson. She has endured a legislative session that put her health in danger. It has tried her patience. Now the budget vote is over in the Assembly, and she's got things to say. So we're going to have her in the next two segments after this one. But I want to begin. Well, first, I was going to begin with the injury to Giannis Antetokounmpo because, you know, there's a pall all across Wisconsin. But and we'll get into that in just a second. But before I forget, Kirk, we want to thank again them Cooley Boys for giving us the theme music that we use for the podcast. And we want to have them on at some point here, and maybe we will in the next season. But what can you tell us about them and all the other – you've worked with so much live music, you know, at Minocqua Brewing Company and beyond.
Yeah, so I try to get these guys to do a live kind of performance, and they get asked to do this all the time. And, you know, they're working musicians, have to make up for a year of not working it during COVID. So they obviously they have other more paying gigs that they have to attend to. But Cooley Boys are one of our most popular bands that when I ran the brew pub, and they're out of Eau Claire. And bluegrass is kind of what happens in northern Wisconsin. That's what everyone loves. And these guys are just great. Not only do they write great songs, they're really smart songs. That's kind of northern Wisconsin has a music scene, believe it or not, and it's awesome. And these guys are a big part of it. So I'm glad they lent us their song for this show this season.
And we should point out, you know, people have asked, you know, why do you have a song called, you know, Die Happy? What's that got to do with the show? The answer is nothing. We just really liked the riff in the middle, which is what starts off the show. We just happened to continue on and on with the song at the time. Now, whether there's any correlation between that and some of the news stories that we talk about, that's for somebody else to say. Is there a correlation between that and what happened to Giannis last night? That's for other people to say. We just liked the music, but but back to Giannis and the Bucks and live music on a happier note. Before last night's game, Kristen, you were at the game. Was it Friday or Saturday night?
I was at the game on Friday night.
Friday night.
Yeah, Friday. The days are just like blending together at this point. So I was at the game. I was at the one where we won by like 40 points.
Right.
Which was very fun. I think it was much more fun to be in the stadium than to watch that at home, just because the energy was awesome, but then to have it flip the other way was not as good.
No, not at all. But, you know, people will still be outside the Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee. Kristen put together a report over at upnorthnewswi.com that shows just the difference that it makes. And it's not just like people from Milwaukee there. Kristen, I'm sure you met people from all over the state who wanted to come be a part of this.
Actually met someone from Minneapolis. Someone from Minneapolis drove. I mean, he was a Bucks fan, but originally from Wisconsin, but he lives in Minneapolis now. And he drove down because he's like, I feel like I had to watch at least one game here. And I think that was Sunday. So it wasn't even, he didn't go to the game. He just watched the game in the Deer District. But yeah, it's really cool. It's interesting because I feel like there's been the amount of pride I have as far as living in Milwaukee is like despite not having not even lived here for a full year yet, but it's just like, it's kind of unlike anything I've ever experienced. Like, I've lived in cities where I lived in San Francisco when the Golden State Warriors won their first series, or their first championship, before they just like were really dominant for a couple of years. I lived in LA one of the years where the Lakers won. So, but like, this just feels very different, and it feels even different than like the lead up to like Packers and like Packers playoffs. And I don't know if it's because of the Deer District and because it's like captured in a way that like is also building community, because it's just allowing people to gather.
I think it is. There's some post-pandemic really cool people, not just gathering in Milwaukee, but gathering in watering holes all over Wisconsin, or gathering in people's rec rooms again because they can. And you had to have just had to love the joy that people had just to be able to be out and about again.
Well, I have to say, Pat, that getting back to the fact that this is our last episode of the season, I'm not even that much of a sports fan. Like, I'm more of a classical music guy and a guy who ran a brew pub with music. And just by listening to you guys talk about how important every week is for you in Wisconsin athletics, it's made me actually care a lot more. So thank you for making me maybe a better Wisconsinite, or at least a better Wisconsin sports fan.
And look how we thank you for it. We drag you down into the depths of despair where we all are now, in a place that I haven't been. Again, like Kristen said, it's sometimes it's not all about the Packers. I haven't been this low about Wisconsin sports since another knee injury, when Christian Yelich, broke his kneecap in 2019 in the stretch run getting to the playoffs. And I mean, again, you saw the pain and the agony, and you hear that he broke his kneecap, and you're like, who comes back from that? Isn't that like a horse? Don't they shoot you, when you're all done? Because, but it obviously it did heal, and he's doing very well. But boy, at that point, it was just indescribable. And again, I'm sure the same was last night. I had a very early bedtime last night because of my advancing age that's ticking away later this week, and had to get up very early for a long drive today. So the first thing I saw on Twitter about 4:15 this morning was a whole bunch of people just said, no, 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 no. It's like, something happened and I missed it. So
it's like, for all the people who fell asleep the night that it was announced that Trump got COVID. Yeah. Like, all the jokes that happened, like, everyone was like, I can't believe I went to bed early and this is what I missed. Yep. And I woke up to just like the TikToks that I saw. There was an amazing one where like someone was like leaving a note for their partner that it had happened. And it was, other comedy gold was happened at that point. This was not as funny as that, but yeah.
But speaking of TikTok, you re-racked something from a couple of months back, and I wasn't quite sure when I first saw it. I'm like, why is she dancing around? I thought Giannis was injured. So then I look at the tweet that says, there is no structural damage to Giannis's left knee after his awkward landing last night. Ligaments are sound. Timetable to return is unclear. But I'm very happy to see that you saw that as reason for a dance party.
Yeah, well, that the original video, because you can tell there's a Christmas tree in it. I made that when he signed the Supermax back in December. And I think everyone's collective relief that it is not more serious. But even, and like they said, he may not play for the rest of the series. But the fact that, he's in year one of his Supermax deal, and the fact that he will be able to bounce back from this, and it's not something that is terrible. Because again, like, we could be this good. If we get a new coach, maybe we'll be even better next year.
That's the angle, huh? Here we go.
I mean, I don't know how deep we want to get into it, but yes. Yes.
She went from being
just, this is like recently, this feels like back, McCarthy all over again.
Recently back in Wisconsin, and now she's already part of the fire McCarthy and now fire Bud crowd. You've made it. Wisconsin sports.
I feel like my patience is wearing thin these days. I've also, but yesterday, kind of got an exchange with Jay Weber on Twitter, and then today had a similar experience with Dan O'Donnell. So. That vacation up north needs to probably come soon.
There
you go. I'm
by no means an expert at all, but I get really frustrated when Giannis misses his free throws. I mean, come on. I mean, I love the guy to death, but Jesus, that's worn on me, I have to say.
you know?
I think it's worn a lot of people, Kirk. I don't think you're alone.
I don't know that it's...
I'm not allowed to criticize Giannis? Come on, Pat.
I don't know that
he's an NBA player. He's like an MVP, and the dude can't make a free throw.
Free throws are not that automatic. It's like, you know, it's like the pitcher hitting. That doesn't happen all the time either. Oh. You know, there's just some things that people emphasize more, like dunking and three-point shots and a defense or the lack of a defense.
I just think he should do the underhand.
I think he should
just go for it and start doing the underhand. I think it was Malcolm Gladwell who did a podcast about I forgot what the name of the player is. He just only shot underhand, and it's a much higher percentage shot, but everyone refuses to do it because you look like an idiot.
I think it would be great.
We should just do it. Like, just do that, Giannis. What do you have to lose?
It would be just like that one golfer. Was it Payne Stewart or somebody else who had that oversized putter where he actually putted almost from his knees? You know, just do something different like that. So Giannis, if that's what it takes you next time around, we'll take it. But
totally.
Look, there's two ways of looking at this to wrap up this segment here. To be a Wisconsin sports fan means that you're going through this heartache of the Packers making it to title games, the Badgers making it to the Final Four, to the Badgers making it to the championship game. You had the Brewers and the Yelich injury and everything else, and people saying, oh, this is the worst. Our hearts always get broken. I would rather have these opportunities to get my hopes up than to live in Loserville. You know, where they never even get to, you know.
Always bringing it back to optimism, Pat. That's right. I think
it's such a good point. But I was thinking about this from the standpoint. I know we've got to go for break quickly. But the amount of people who applied to University of Wisconsin after we made it to the Final Four spiked, right? Like, sports is political. And having good sports team is good for our economy. And it's good for a lot of things that are beyond just having a winning team. Like, it is good for a community and it's good for a city and it's good for a state. But
people want to be here.
With that,
we'll be back.
We got to go to a break.